It's Diane Nguyen here with some Morningside Hot Topics. A good night's sleep never comes easy. That's why most sleep experts recommend good sleep hygiene. Sleep hygiene is where you practice the same routine every night, and when you wake up, a good night's sleep means having good sleep hygiene. You can get 12 hours of sleep, which is highly unrecommended, and still be tired, simply because all that sleep will mean nothing without good sleep hygiene. According to the National Sleep Foundation, here are a few things to keep in mind when practicing sleep hygiene. Avoid naps during the day. Don't drink alcohol or coffee before bed. Don't try to go to bed if you aren't tired. Go to bed and wake up at the same time. Those are just a few of the main points when it comes to getting good sleep hygiene. No one has the same routine or way they get to bed. So just because something works for someone doesn't mean that it will work for you. A good night's sleep never came easy, but that doesn't mean that they are impossible to come by. Moving on to campus news, just last week, Morningside's campus was made into a setting for The Walking Dead. The Philosophy Club put together a fundraiser for the last week of October that went until midnight on October 31st called Humans vs. Zombies, a game of tag where the zombies go and tag the humans infecting the campus. May the last human survive win. The main rules were that your armband must always be showing, the zombies could not run, humans could not be tagged inside the buildings, and outside players could not interfere. And here's Brendan Pinto with a more detailed explanation on how to play the game. What are the rules of the game?
The rules of the game are essentially by, you know, putting on a bandana, which is white or red. The white is human, and the red is zombie. If you're a zombie, you can turn humans into zombies. If you're human, you want to stay human, so you want to stay away from them. But most of the actual rules are based off of, like, campus policies and that kind of stuff. Like, there's no playing indoors because it can interrupt classes, and there's no playing indoors because running indoors is technically against the rules.
The Philosophy Club had the fundraiser so that they may be able to go on a conference for sometime next spring. Having already asked for an allocation amount from student government, this is just for them to have some cushion. Unsure if this event will be going on next year, but we can all say that this time around, this was a very successful event. Last bit of exciting news, there will be no daytime classes Tuesday, November 4th due to freshman registration. All-night classes will resume as scheduled, though. Let's hear what some people did with their short day off. Anna Hart, a 30 year at Morningside, did...
I woke up, I had lunch, I watched a movie, and then I finally did my homework.
Tyler Figge, a 5th year at Morningside, did this.
I woke up at 9, I went to the lab and did my research for 2 hours, and then I took a nap. And then I went to student government, and then I went downtown.
Not only was it freshman registration day, it is also voting day. From 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. in the lobby of Epley Auditorium is where you can place your votes for Iowa MSide. That was Tuesday. Hope everyone had a great day, and remember to always keep moving forward.